Well, hey everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. We are reading through the Song of Solomon right now, and today, chapter 6. Now, if you recall back in chapter 5, we read about the Shulamite woman's troubling evening as she longed for her beloved, as she sought for her beloved, but she couldn't find him. And here at the beginning of chapter 6, we read of the daughters of Jerusalem asking the Shulamite woman where her beloved had gone so that they could help her find him. And she replies that he has gone to his gardens. And then the rest of the chapter, we really see expressions of praise for the Shulamite woman's beauty and all these words from her beloved. So let's dive in once again to this love story, which really depicts the union and communion between Christ and his church. And let's fill our head and our hearts with the wonderful and glorious truth of it today. Where has your beloved gone, O fairest among women? Where has your beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with you? My beloved has gone to his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed his flock in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies. O my love, you are as beautiful as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem, awesome as an army with banners. Turn your eyes away from me, for they have overcome me. Your hair is like a flock of goats going down from Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of sheep which have come up from the washing. Everyone bears twins, and none is barren among them. Like a piece of pomegranate are your temples behind your veil. There are 60 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my perfect one, is the only one of her mother, the favorite of the one who bore her. The daughters saw her and called her blessed, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she who looks forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, awesome as an army with banners? I went down to the garden of nuts to see the verdure of the valley, to see whether the vine had budded and the pomegranates had bloomed. Before I was even aware, my soul had made me as the chariots of my noble people. Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may look upon you. What would you see in the Shulamite? As it were, the dance of two camps? Well, amen. Praise God for this wonderful word, this wonderful love story. I hope that you're blessed by the reading of God's word in your ears today. And I hope you'll join me next time as we continue in chapter 7. God bless you, and we'll see you then.